From cotton gins and grain elevators to factories and skyscrapers and grasslands to forests, there's only one host and one show covering it all. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, Democrat Chuck Schumer attempts to coerce by intimidation federal courts in Texas to run their businesses he and other liberals want them so to do. So far, the North Texas district is ignoring the New York leftist. I'll explain why these stories matter so much. Even though they're not the big sexy stories that get people fired up, you really do need to be fired up about them. Create a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Allied Compliance Services sponsors our Lone Star story of the day. The drinker of the House, Dade Phelan, is in a runoff for his House seat, and it's quite interesting where his support is coming from, the lobby and the cultural leftists. Also, the wildfire hearings held in Pampa had some things that were interesting. We're going to get into more detail on that next week. But there's a little bit to bring you. And my friends, I've got a lot of other news. I have indeed done what I threatened to do, and that is to just take my big stack of things that are in it and try to get through some of the more important items. And I mean, there's over 100 extras that I haven't been able to get to in the last 20 or so days, 100 sheets. I'll never get to all of that. But I do want to get to these big things and just set aside all the breaking news. Today, Friday, the 5th of April, not even looking at it. I'll cover it on Monday if I need to, my friends. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at prattontexas.com. Don't forget, if you're a morning person, if you're in Lubbock or elsewhere and you want to listen to the live internet stream, 6 to 7 a.m., the Pratt on Texas reprise, the reprise, comes on our Lubbock affiliate, Walk by Faith Radio, 98.7 FM, 1420 AM, 987radio.com takes you right to the stream. So if you want to listen to the show, the repeat of the show, maybe it's better for your schedule early in the morning. A lot of you are out and about at that time. Just do that. You can listen to it anywhere at 987radio.com or just listen on the air if you're in the Lubbock area. Now, I said yesterday I'm going to give away another $25 gift certificate to Narrow Bar in downtown Lubbock, the base of the original First National Bank Pioneer Natural Gas building. You remember all that, folks? I guess people lately call it the Wells Fargo building, but it's McDougal Plaza, and they have just done, it's part of this amazing downtown renovation and reactivation. I mean, I spent a lot of my life with my office downtown. It's just everything's changed. There's so many neat places. Narrow Bar is my favorite place for lunch. It is quick. It's priced right. It's such a unique and nice environment. I'm giving away a $25 gift certificate for you to use. You can go have lunch at Narrow Bar Monday through Friday. They open at 11 a.m. And I opened this up yesterday and I said, this time I will leave it open for entries a little bit longer for those who listen to the reprise or the podcast. So you can go to prattontexas.com until tonight at 10 p.m. Friday, the 5th of April at 10 p.m. is when the entry window will close. Get your entry in and then I'll send you a gift certificate if you're the winner this next week. It'll be the second one we've given out. Thank you to the friends at Narrow Bar. I really do like it, and I'm glad we were able to tell them, hey, work with us. We'll get the word out because this is a great place. Today in Texas History, sponsored by Hub City Title, Lubbock's local title company with over 220 years of combined experience. They have in-house title examiners. They're fast. HubCityTitle.com, Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. 127 years ago today, April 5th, 1896, in El Paso, U.S. Deputy Marshal George Scarborough shot Constable John Selman, who was a celebrated gunman and gambler who had just left the Wigwam Saloon. Selman died the next day on the operating table. Scarborough was acquitted of murder but was forced to resign his position as deputy marshal. Selman, perhaps best known as the man who killed John Wesley Hardin in 1895, had himself been a notorious figure since the 1870s. 4 years to the day after Selman's death, Scarborough died at his home over in Deming, New Mexico, following a gun battle with cattle rustlers in Arizona. Marshall guns down notorious outlaw come lawman this day in Texas history in 1896. In 1885, a fire destroyed the Missouri Pacific Hospital. The railroad had built it. It was the first hospital in Fort Worth. It was rebuilt, name changed to St. Joseph Hospital. And in 1917, in San Antonio, Kelly Air Force Base began operations. It wasn't called Kelly Air Force Base, but that's when it began in the long history of military aviation in Texas, all tied to that, my good friends. Now, let's get into some of the big stories I've been wanting to cover and have just not found the time for this week. Let's start with the House Interim Select Committee on these Panhandle wildfires and their hearings they've had Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in Pampa. One of the interesting stories that came out of, I think it was Wednesday's committee, was Texas Tribune had a headline on it. Utility pole inspection company declines to testify at Texas Panhandle wildfire investigation hearing. And here's how part of it reads. Audience members scoffed when the committee announced that Osmos Utility Service, a Georgia-based company contracted by XL Energy to perform safety inspections, skipped its chance to address lawmakers during the 3 days of public hearings in Pampa. Ken King, the state rep there of Canadian, read a statement from the company, and he said their decision not to appear was puzzling, which, of course, you've got to be an absolute moron to find that puzzling. They're just playing to the crowd. Kevin Pierce, law enforcement officer for Texas A&M Forest Service, told the committee its investigation in the fire concluded, and we knew this back at the time, that a fallen decayed utility pole caused the Smokehouse Creek fire. XL has previously acknowledged that its facilities appear to have been involved in an ignition of the Smokehouse Creek fire. Now, they hire this other company to inspect the poles, correct? And you've got ranchers saying, hey, we knew these were bad. I think we told them they were bad, all this stuff. Pierce said he found chop marks at the base of the decayed utility pole and quickly noted several others that had the same markings. He said it was the first time in my 19 years of doing this seeing chop marks on poles. Okay, that might mean nothing, though. He said when he asked XL about it, their representative tried to call Osmos because that's the company that apparently does it and said it might be an inspection method. They couldn't be reached. And he said those are the people to best answer the question. Representative Burroughs of Lubbock pointed out that Mike Adams, CEO of Osmos, had told local and national media that their company was committed to fully cooperating with any local investigations into the fire. I don't know if a PR team or crisis management team told them to put out a statement, but they refused to talk to us, he told the audience. Well, Burroughs knows better. He's playing to the politics, too. He's an attorney. And they did put out a statement, said they are going to cooperate. But here's the point. This is a political show. They can call it an investigation all day long. It's a political show. Burroughs and any of the other ones, Burroughs is a good attorney, business attorney, trial lawyer. Every one of them would tell their client to keep your mouth shut and not go to this thing and say nothing. You're facing massive liability. You don't go talk. I mean, I just think it's funny. I'm not defending the company. I'm just saying, come on, nobody here is really puzzled, and it's no clue. We don't have a clue why they wouldn't talk to us. Good grief. Every one of you that knows anything and the lawyers would tell them, you don't go talk to this group. Why should you? You got court cases coming up. You got massive liabilities coming your way. You don't go talk. That's the first thing your attorney tells you and first thing you need to remember in any encounter with authorities. Keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything. I'm not saying it's great that they don't talk, but it wouldn't have made any difference anyway. People would have just been sneering at them, jeering them. Look, we're going to talk about this next week with one of our good friends and an expert on this utility business stuff. He's been watching all of the hearings, and we'll do that sometime next week.
It's time for Pratt to breathe. Pratt on Texas returns in a moment.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
At Thacker, every piece of jewelry represents a moment in time worth celebrating.
But when the jewelry leaves our store, that's when the real story begins. Her engagement ring will tell the story of the loving relationship that you share.
Your wedding band tells the story of the perfect day when you two came together. I'm blessed to be in a business where every piece of jewelry that leaves our store goes on to tell a beautiful story. We hope you'll start your story with Thacker's.
A Crosby County cotton farmer had dental work needs that would have cost at least $25,000 at home. Instead, he went to our official dentist, Dr. Zuniga in Costa Rica, and had all 28 of his teeth crowned, each shaped uniquely for him, and two root canals he needed, all for under $10,000. He had a great time, went to the Pacific Side beaches for a few days too, and his total hotel bill for the entire trip was under $1,000. He liked it so much, he's visited Costa Rica again. Get started on your savings and vacation adventure. Click the Dental Care banner at PrattOnTexas.com.
If you want shallow chit-chat, dead air, and amateur analysis, you're in the wrong place. This is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, and here's your prepared host, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Our Lone Star story of the day, Democrat Chuck Schumer attempts to coerce by intimidation federal courts in Texas to run their business as he and other liberals want them to run it. So far, the Northern Texas district's ignoring the New York leftists, and I'm going to explain why this matters. Now, back on the 14th of March, on Pratt on Texas, we had some big stories out. Here was the headline by Taylor Goldenstein at the Hearst Papers. New federal court rule could block Texas AG Ken Paxton and others from judge shopping. Judicial Conference of the U.S., it's a policy-making body. It does not have statutory control over federal courts, despite the fact that the Chief Justice is the chairman of that. They said they passed a rule to apply to all civil cases that seek to block or mandate state or federal actions. And the policy would say that instead they have to be assigned through random selection spanning an entire judicial district. Texas has four judicial districts. And she wrote in the story, most federal court districts already assign cases at random to judges, but some, like the Northern District of Texas, assign cases to judges in the lower level division where the case is filed. Because they're spread out. For example, you got sitting in Lubbock, sitting in Amarillo, whatever. If you file the case there, that's his court. Let him handle the case where the lawyers are, where the plaintiffs are. So the left has been mad that we've had so many victories, particularly in the initial victories against Obama's, his actions and then the Biden administration's actions. So they're trying to change the rules everywhere. And I remind you that... That, by the way, that judicial conference does not have the control over these courts. And even in that Hearst story, they get down here and it says, a lot of legal experts take issue with the policy change. U.S. Circuit Judge James Ho and Edith Jones of the Fifth Circuit, one of the most conservative courts in the country, told Reuters in separate statements they didn't think the judicial conference has the authority to set the rules for district judges. Quote, judges are supposed to follow the laws enacted by Congress, not bend the rules in response to political pressure, Judge Ho said. Josh Blackman, professor at South Texas College of Law, said any elimination of the use of single judge divisions would amount to retaliating against Republican judges. He added that their decisions are often checked by higher appellate courts anyway. We should be very candid, he said, about who's being affected by this. This doesn't affect the 20-something Democratic-appointed judges in San Francisco who could rule against President Trump every 5 minutes. It only affects the Republican-appointed judges who will potentially rule against President Biden. And you had others pointing this out. The turtle, Mitch McConnell, got on the Senate floor and said, this is ridiculous. He said, this rule will have no practical effect in the venues favored by liberal activists, but Democrats are still salivating at the possibility of shutting down access to justice in the venues favored by conservatives. He called it, McConnell did, an unforced error by the 26-member judicial conference, which is chaired by Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts. He said the district courts should weigh what is best for their jurisdiction, not half-baked guidance, and that's all it is, guidance that just does Washington Democrats' bidding. And this is exactly right. Now, then I reported to you later that the Northern District of Texas met, they discussed it with all their judges, and they decided that the way they're handling case assignment now works well for them, and they're not going to follow this guidance rule from the judicial conference, nor should they have to. Well, that's not enough for Schumer and the Democrats, because this is what started in the a little bit with the Woodrow Wilson era, but on steroids with Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the leftists that took over the country and remade our institutions so that the playing field is tilted towards the left. You know, when he politically threatened to pack the court, and so they backed down and let all his socialist New Deal stuff that was highly unconstitutional pass muster as constitutional. These judges are just people, too. They're easy to intimidate, some of them more easily than others, especially the ones that want to be popular in the D.C. cocktail circuit or the New York City cocktail circuit. Now, that didn't make Schumer happy when the Northern District said, oh, we met, we're not going to do it. So Law 360's Jack Karp had a piece out this week. The U.S. Senate will consider legislation to curtail judge shopping after the Northern District of Texas chief judge rejected calls for the district to take steps to end the, quote, odious, end quote, practice on their own. Now, folks, the Democrats have judge shopped forever. They do it in Texas all the time. All those cases against voter ID and election reforms, all picked for Obama appointee courts and other Democrat Clinton appointee courts. They do the same thing. Schumer said it's unfortunate that Chief Judge Godbee and the district judges of the Northern District of Texas have decided to continue to allow the odious practice of judge shopping. In doing so, they're allowing plaintiffs to choose their judge, a practice that the Judicial Conference has issued guidance to try to curtail. U.S. Department of Justice has also called out judge shopping conditions as the Southern District of Texas in a case where the government was trying to move Texas Attorney General Paxton's case challenging the Biden administration's parole program for these illegal aliens outside a division with only one judge. That judge denied the DOJ's transfer request. Judge Godbee has so far refused to make any changes in how cases in the district are assigned, however, saying in his Friday letter to Schumer that federal statute gives individual courts wide latitude to establish case assignment systems that best suits the district's needs. So Schumer's coming forward threatening that the Senate's going to go get them, and he scolded the judge's response this week, saying judge shopping's been abused by right-wing activists. See, they never care. They do the same thing all the time and have always done it. But that's the way it is in the media. It's always okay and normal for them. When conservatives do anything, it's, you know, odious and horrible. He says we're circumventing the legislative process, which is a laugh. Senate will consider legislative options to put an end to this misguided practice. Well, this is why you have to hold the House, and you need to take a majority in the Senate, because the left knows globally. The left will talk about constitutions and human rights agreements and, you know, all kinds of standards, but it never applies to them when they're advancing their cause. They simply go, they use those things as a bludgeon for their enemies anytime they can try to make it fit the case. This matters. This argument between the Northern District of Texas and the Democrats in D.C. and the insiders in the Judicial Conference is extraordinarily important. It's fundamental to the problem we have in the country, and that is we have allowed the left, we fought back here and there, but even strong conservative presidents have done very little to truly fight back fundamentally. Or when they have tried so to do, which Reagan and others tried to do, they have been stymied by the Democrats who had the Senate or some other branch of government. What they are engaged in is what they do in countries all over the world. It's harder for them here because our founders were so brilliant and our federalist system has made it much harder for them to do what they do. But you can see the plan all the time going on in other countries around the world. What they do is they fundamentally change the rules of the institutions, like the judiciary or even all of the other federal agencies. They constantly change the rules to tilt the playing field in their favor on a trying to be permanent basis. There was another example of this, and that's why these stories matter so much. This is how they've won most of what they've won. The left has won very little at the ballot box in this country in the 20th and 21st centuries. They win it all inside the other institutions which they've gained control of and have tilted the rules. Biden administration's done similar this week. While they're in charge, the White House, the Office of Personnel Management, has finalized a new rule to protect federal employees and civil service from Trump if he wins firing them. changing the rules again so that you can't shift their classification to another classification that then makes it easier to fire them. This is to, again, build a wall around the permanent revolutionary class of revolutionary group of leftists that are running the federal agencies. This is how they do it. We have to pay attention.
It's the talk of Texas. Pratt on Texas.
A North Texas couple wrote, "I just would like to thank you for the connection to Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and crew at DentoCare. They did a fantastic job on my behalf. I've also referred numerous people to your site to contact her and will continue to sing praises for Dr. Zuniga." Folks, they've been back, taking other family. Learn what they have. A quick trip to the popular tourism spot of Costa Rica is great fun and often pays for itself in savings with superior dental care and the highest level of service you'll experience anywhere. Arrange your adventure to Dr. Zuniga by clicking on the DentoCare banner at PrattonTexas.com.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information, cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
Keeping Texas great. Here's Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, my friends. Cruz landed the endorsement of the National Federation of Independent Businesses for his reelect to the Senate. No surprise there. There was a piece at the Dallas Express. Top pollster, Trump is having a moment. Raghavan Mayur runs the tip poll, which has been deemed one of, if not the most accurate survey of recent and presidential elections. He says mainstream pollsters don't have to get it right. Whether they get it right or not, they're going to be in business. They're going to be supported. For me, I'm a small business guy. It really makes a difference. The penalty is much more severe for me, meaning being wrong. The March tip poll shows Biden leading by one percentage point in a head-to-head matchup against Trump in a tie when third-party candidates are included. The result is tilted slightly toward the former president, Trump, as the Real Clear Politics polling aggregate shows Trump leading by one percentage point. This guy that runs the tip poll, Mayur, said he's from India originally, I believe. Mayur said the results will likely fluctuate as the election nears, but noted Trump is in a strong position. I have a feeling that Trump can lose the popular vote by about 5 points and still win the election, he told the Dallas Express. I don't see Trump as a party guy. He attracts people from all over. I think he will attract blacks, Hispanics, and union voters, but I'm not sure how the abortion issue will play. I think Trump will be stronger, he said, if he's convicted on one of these charges. I think there's a lot of wisdom in that, folks. And he said immigration is a clear winning issue for Trump, as well as the economy and crime. And he was just, it was interesting. He's talking about how the approach to these polls is how they're all so different and why they're getting them wrong. He said, look, you have to, yeah, it's hard to get people to answer the phone anymore, but you need calls for people 70 and over. I'd say even 60 and over. You can only reach them by telephone. You can't get the young people on the telephone, so you have to use the internet. You have to blend these methods. A lot of companies have just given up on the phone calls. The problem is the vast majority of people who vote are over the age of 70. You've got to mix them in. And so he thinks Trump's having a moment. Remember, though, in politics, 6 weeks is an eternity. George H.W. Bush, for his second term, had historic leading poll numbers at this time. And then Bill Clinton beat him. So, yeah, anything can happen. Now let's switch to that Phelan debacle down there, the drinker of the Texas House, the speaker who I don't think will survive this, even if he survives and gets re-election. Who's he being supported by? Well, massive fundraising from the lobbyists and the deal-maker crowd. You know, I've used a lot of words, establishment, Austin insiders, Texas aristocracy, wannabe aristocracy. Really what they are, it's the deal-maker crowd. These are people who don't really care that much about ideology. I mean, they may lean one way or the other, but what they're really all about is being powerful and raising a lot of money and having the power that comes with those positions of making deals. And they're pretty agnostic about who they deal with. That's why what they do when it's exposed always seems so nasty to average citizens out there. Well, Phelan's getting backed by the dealmaker crowd, everybody in the lobby and all this. He's also being backed by the cultural left. And this is no surprise. Nobody wants to talk about it. His lieutenants around your local areas don't want to talk about it. But this is a guy who's actually been awarded by the homosexual political lobby for his support as a state rep before he became speaker. The only Republican to be rewarded by them. And this hasn't stopped. Tex Rex at Current Revolt had a piece out yesterday. Phelan got $10,000 from pro-homosexual, he says, LGBTQP teacher PAC. He says, whether promoting Democrat chairs, not voting on bills people actually want, getting excommunicated by the Texas GOP, being called a blank, I'm not going to say that, by one of his own allies, Phelan proves to be a disappointment. Disturbingly, new developments have occurred. This election cycle, Phelan got $10,000 in donations from the Texas State Teachers Association, TSTA, which is the state affiliate of the uber-liberal National Education Association. But Kurt Revolt describes them correctly right now, a pro-homosexual teacher group. To make matters worse, these Phelan backers also support racial justice, programs proselytizing anti-white conspiracy theories. To make matters worse, the Phelan fans at TSTA followed Biden's anti-Christian declaration putting Trans Day of Visibility on Easter this year. They ignored Christ's resurrection and went all out celebrating cross-dressers, diddlers, and genital self-harm. If that's not an anti-Christian blasphemy, I don't know what is. Of course, TSTA is half-blanked, sidelined Easter to all who celebrate on their Facebook page while thrusting Troon Day on everyone. But this is the point, and he goes into this cultural battle. And the DEI, because TSTA is on record as supporting diversity, equity, inclusion, and equity, DEI initiatives, and all of that neo-Marxism. Then he writes, however, strings attached involve TSTA's influence diminishing if, as well as purging anti-Christian activism and neo-Marxism from our public schools. That's a school choice push he can support. This guy's one of the folks, Current Revolt, they're kind of all over school choice. They don't really like it because they say, we don't know what it means. Phelan's tone deafness, they write to the base, including association with TSTA, only drags him toward defeat on May 28th. What's unforeseen is whether Phelan gives away unsavory donations, as he often demands others have. He has demanded other politicians give back donations from groups that weren't savory at the moment. But is he going to give it back, or is he going to keep the anti-Christian tranny money using it for his futile re-election bid, asked Current Revolt. At the rate his political career is going, Phelan may as well hire drag queens to block walk and pole greet for his runoff, because that's the only crowd turned on by these donations. We have no clue what his present strategy is supposed to be, but whatever it is, this $10,000 won't help. Well, this is really cutting straight to the meat of it, folks. He's long been supportive of these movements. And, yeah, he's voted for a lot of conservative stuff, too. This, why they ever picked this guy, I don't know. He was all over record. I will tell you this. This runoff may be a blowout, but he could still win it. And the reason he can still win it is who's backing him. The big lobby, his family owns the leases under tons of businesses in the district. They are as connected as you get. They control banking, some of the banking in the district. May 28th, you're going to see such a low turnout. I mean, it's low turnout, extra uber low turnout time and a runoff in one district. These businesses and people, they may not even like it, but they respect the power that he's had and his family has, even if he's not speaker again. That power's, I've been around this a long time. I've watched this play out. Employers tell their people, look, if you want your job, you better go vote. They don't say it. There's some now who do, particularly school people. But they do it in more subtle ways, ladies and gentlemen. And don't kid yourself. This is going to be tough. Aaron Harris at the Dallas Express had a piece, in the middle of March. Opinion, the king is dead, long live the king, but not this monarchy. And he's talking about Dade Phelan. And how it's been over 50 years since a House Speaker lost his primary. Says Phelan did about everything wrong. He teamed up with Democrats to gain his speakership, appointed Democrats to chairmanship, stalled in significant conservative legislation such as school choice, and most unforgivingly made his members walk the plank by taking tough votes they couldn't defend back home to their constituents. And I've long told you that's the main job of the speaker, protect the members from having to take these kind of votes. He's done everything wrong. But what's really coming out in the campaign from Oliverson, who was one of his lieutenants, one of the committee chairmen, is just how nasty it's been, just like Strauss twisting the arms of members and telling them to vote certain ways and retaliating against them. And I think most people are correct. I mean, anything can happen because it's just a nasty business to begin with. But I think he's finished as speaker, and really as anybody with any that people have respect for in the legislature, even if he wins re-election back to the House, he'll have his little crowd of sycophants, just like Strauss still has sycophants like Drew Darby and Santangelo and others. But, hey, and by the way, speaking of Strauss, there's another news item that's come out this week. Back in a moment.
Pratt's back in a moment. After we hear from those who pay the bills.
Hunting, sports shooting, and self-defense require the right tools for the right job, and there's no better place to buy new, buy used, upgrade, or repair than from my Second Amendment and Anti-Whip headquarters, LSG Tactical Arms at 2650 34th in Lubbock. You can shop and order anytime at lsgarms.com and then take delivery from the store in Lubbock. In person at 2650 34th in Lubbock or online at lsgarms.com. LSG Tactical Arms is your place to find the right tool.
Landowners, who knew dirt would take so much work? Winter's Dozer Service can help you on your farm and ranch with dirt work, brush grubbing, and ponds made or dug out to hold more water. Winter's Dozer Service has the equipment availability to get the work done, whether it is fence row and land clearing, pond construction, or conservation waterways and terracing. Winter's Dozer Service. Dig up more info by visiting wintersdozerservice.com. That's wintersdozerservice.com.
The Lubbock Sportsman's Club is a leading promoter of wildlife conservation, outdoor education, and hunter advocacy across West Texas. If you want to help Lubbock Sportsman's Club achieve its mission to conserve wildlife and wilderness lands, to educate youth and the general public, and to promote and protect the rights and interests of hunters in the West Texas area and worldwide, you're invited to take part by simply coming to the club's meetings. Learn more about the great work done for conservation and hunting at lubbocksportsman.com and listen here for chapter meeting announcements.
Say one thing at home, vote another at Austin. With Brett on Texas, you'll know the real story. Now, back to Brett.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Speaking of Strauss, there was a piece that came up late in the day yesterday from the Texas Tribune. And it's not new news. They're just repackaging a comment that was in a Texas Monthly story. Former Texas House Speaker says GOP mega donor Tim Dunn told him only Christians should hold leadership positions. Strauss, who is a Jew, has confirmed this conversation. And it appeared in a Texas Monthly story. What's interesting about this is that this was sort of a cordial private meeting where you've got a big political enemy. You get together and meet back when Strauss was speaker. And Tim Dunn meets with him and wants conservatives chairing committees in more conservative direction, which is fellow Republicans, if Strauss really is one, he claims to be. I'm not sure that he really is. They couldn't come to an agreement. And this was not some big issue. This was something it said in a meeting between the two, where I'm sure they're saying, well, what's your, you know, and I'm sure that Dunn is saying what he thinks. He just said that he thinks in the House that you should be a Christian to be a leader in this country. Now, of course, the Tribune goes into the left wing's trope about Christian nationalism and all this other stuff. And there are a lot of people that claim to be Christians that are very confused with all this and have bought into this stuff straight out of the devil's, the chief of all, father of all lies, about what this Christian nationalism is about. I think that, I'll just say what I think about it. I wouldn't say personally, I would not say that my Christian conviction is that in our Republican form of government, all leadership needs to be Christian. But I would say this, I would agree that they need to hold Christian values that are commensurate with American values. For example, Joe Strauss is big on pro-abortion. And not all, some Jewish sects are very pro-life. But the most out there are not. In fact, many say abortion's not a sin. It's not a problem. Well, I guess what I'm getting at with this is I wouldn't put it that way. But Tim Dunn is a Christian living his Christianity. What I am sick and tired of, and this is certainly nothing new because the apostles and Paul, everybody are writing about this all through our New Testament. The teaching is very clear. All these lukewarm Christians, we are giving up our country and our society. We have fewer and fewer people that are actively engaged in the study of God's word and worshiping our Creator. I mean, the latest poll numbers are just disgusting about church attendance. And I know with people, well, our churches went lefty. Yeah, but there are plenty of others that aren't. So go find one of them. What bugs me is the thing that's bugged Christians who actually understand Christian teaching and understand that Jesus didn't say, well, you accept the grace of salvation, you believe in me, but you live the rest of your life as if you don't believe in me. If you're a Christian, your natural position should be that decisions in our society, and that would include our political institutions, should be taken in line with Christian teaching. We're just surrounded by people that claim to be Christians. Some of them go to church, makes a big deal. They're involved in their church. But when they walk out of that building and you get in a political discussion or a discussion about local policy or something else, it's as if none of that exists. I could say the trite thing about, you know, a Christian on Sunday and Monday, they're secular, but this is a real problem. And we're letting the left, or many people are allowing the left to intimidate them into the idea that standing up for their Christian values and voting for a Christian is somehow bigoted. There were a lot of stories out there. Well, if you don't support this other guy running the Republican primary, you don't support him because he's, you know, not Christian. Maybe he's Hindu or something else. You're a horrible bigot. Well, that's just wrong. Most Hindus get excited about other Hindus. This is just a fact. If you're a Christian, there's nothing bigoted. In fact, you have a duty to support Christian teaching and people, men who are called by God and profess Jesus Christ and live up to his teachings. You're just falling for the father of all lies when you get and when you fall into this crap that they're spreading about Christian nationalism. Now, look, they're going to always pull some exception out, somebody out there that's some radical, you know, whatever that really is calling for an outright theocracy of no Republican institutions run with the laws in the Bible and all of this other stuff. It's not so bad if it was actually run by the laws in the Bible. It would be what God wants, but we know how mankind is. People will use religion to seek to gain power in a sinful way. And then, as we see all through the Old Testament, then as they get power, they forget all the rules that God told them and everything they're supposed to be doing in their lives and not doing. But folks, remember something. The exception proves the rule. All these people in the left pushing this Christian nationalism, folks, this has had so many names since I began to be involved in politics. The same outlets, constant editorials about the Christian right, the moral majority. It's had so many, they just come up with new marketing names and they write the same stuff every time. That was the big argument against Reagan and his backers, that they're going to impose a theocracy. And I know a lot of Christians, including people that I know very, very well, who fell for this at one time or another. And because they'll always trot out this, you know, this person that says that, you know, it's got to be this way, some extreme position that's not held by most anyone. And what they play on is the fact that people forget that the exception, in other words, that person saying such things, the very reason those things stand out as radical and out of line is that they're the exception. And it's the exception that proves the rule. And the rule simply being in Christianity and in the entire history of this country, we're welcoming to all. But this country is founded upon Judeo-Christian values. It is incontrovertible that that is the case. They can continue to argue against it all they want, but it is the case. And it is the best set of life rules, even if you're a secularist, to live by. Love your neighbor. Treat your neighbor as you'd have them treat you. All of these things. But we need to end this stuff, folks, where every time somebody comes out and says that, hey, I openly profess my Christian faith and I'm not going to hide, and be one of these bad or lukewarm Christians or outright sin and turn away from Christ when it comes to what the world thinks of me. We're supposed to worry about what God thinks of us, not what the world thinks about us. We're supposed to be working as Christians to make the world conform to God's teachings, not the other way around. And I'm sick of all this constantly. These attacks, they're going to continue because the devil's here until Christ returns. The devil's going to be on the march. This is his realm. But as Christians, I don't like it when people get all bubbly-mouthed and all mealy-mouthed and all they're all worried about it. Oh, I didn't really mean it this way. Look, say, I'm a Christian. I think people I vote for need to be Christians. They need to have profess Christ, and they need to govern as best as possible according to his teachings and not back away from that. That's where we find ourselves. Every time something like this comes up, people start running away. Tim Dunn hasn't run away from it. He never has. And bless him for that position. He may not agree with his particular position, but his position overall is the proper Christian position. Your life needs to be governed by Christ and the teachings. We're supposed to be trying to work to be more like Christ in every single part of our lives. That doesn't mean there's this big exception out there for political decisions because of a bunch of secularists have decided that's how it's supposed to be, like this freedom from religion people. What kind of freedom is that? From something? What are you talking about? It's crazy. All right, as promised, I didn't get to even half the things I had in my stack of things that I really wanted to get to, and so I just focused on the stack. Oh, but that's the way it is. The Spirit leads. Have a good weekend, my friends. Don't forget, you got until 10 p.m. on Friday the 5th to get your entry in to win a $25 gift certificate to Narrow Bar in downtown Lubbock. Get that done. PrattonTexas.com. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all and make us a people worthy of his blessings. Adios, mis amigos.